fine, Pastor. How about you? Did you rest a little bit on your time off? That's better than none at all.
Welcome, welcome. It is 9:20, and we'll go ahead and begin our hymn sing time. And I don't see a hand popping up right away, so I'm going to pick the first one. We'll do 407, 407, Close to Thee, and let's do verses 1 and 3 of 407. Selection. Yes, go ahead, Virginia. Okay, I heard 389. And it sounds like there's two verses. 389, two verses of Freely, Freely.
God forgave my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I come to you to share his He said, freely, freely, you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. Oh,
who has another one for us? Yes. 452, verses 1 and 4. My faith looks up to thee. 452. Yes, Susan.
Number 710,
one and three, Faith of Our Fathers. First and last verse, 710.
True to thee till death.
I don't see another hand. I think it's pretty close to 9:30, so I think we'll wrap it up with that one. Thank you for joining us for hymn sing time. We'll now continue with our worship service. Thank you, Diane. That was beautiful. I think the birds agreed. I could hear them singing through the open window and doors here. What a beautiful day. Thank you. And welcome, everyone. Welcome to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, the House of Faith. We especially want to welcome any visitors today. Thank you for being here. There are new pew pads in the in each pew, little booklets. And so for those of us that have been here a while, this is a new thing for us. But please fill those, fill the top card out and leave it in the little nice basket there. And if you have any other information you want to put on that card, please feel free to do so. And of course, everyone's invited to join us after the service as well. Please go right across the breezeway there and join in some friendly conversation, fellowship, and refreshments, of course. There's always something delicious provided over there by the wonderful people who volunteer to take care of the coffee and the food. Thank you. I don't think we thank them enough, Pastor. We have to remember to do that. I don't thank them enough anyway. I know that. So thank you, everybody that provides for that. Today, again, The Chosen, Season 5, at 11 o'clock in the Camellia Room. And, of course, also our newsletter. It's available in the Narthex. This is the June newsletter. It's hard to believe. It's already June 7th. And if you need to change delivery method, please take note of how you can do that. June birthdays, Dina and Dan, Mick, Lynn, June, Joan, Stephen, Linda, and Marlene. Happy birthday to all our June birthdays. I know we got a jump start on it last week because it was the very next day. So happy birthday, June birthday people. And some anniversaries, Reverend Ron and Joan, Stephen and Mickle, and Mark and I this year on the 25th of June, and Brian and Janine Porter. So happy anniversary to all those June weddings. It's also Good Samaritan time, any time really, but please give money or state or script cards to this fund, and the money goes to help those less fortunate with food. Oh, Pastor's Lunch is coming up. That's this week, June 10th at noon at Legend China in Kalamasa. $15. Make sure and sign up across the hall by the script table so that you can be included. And there's always delicious, delicious food, but we need to make sure there's plenty. Look at that crowd. That's a great picture. Thank you, Pastor, for always taking care of that.
Don't forget to sign up.
Sign up, he said. Make sure. Thanks for including that picture, Deb. That was great. All right, and if there's no other announcements then, please stand as you are able and join in our call to worship. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. And we'll continue with our first hymn, number 580, Lead On, O King Eternal. Please join in passing the peace with those around you. Peace be with you. Tracy. Peace be with you. Thank you, everyone. I encourage you to continue your fellowship after service across the hall. I can see Deb making her way up the aisle with the microphone. Oh, is that Helen coming in? You gonna get it, Pastor? And now we'll continue with our sharing of joys and concerns. I can see Deb here, pastors making sure and admitting whoever the last person was there on Zoom. And I'm sure Pastor will be saying a few words here in just a minute, welcoming.
Oh, my microphone is on. June is on the Zoom, and shall we sing happy birthday to June?
Yeah. We surprised Diane.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear June, happy birthday to you,
and many more, June. Happy birthday. All right, let's welcome our faithful friends with us this morning. They are on Zoom, but their spirits are with us, and once more, happy birthday to June, and glad to see you, Kenny. Is Destiny still here?
He's going to school down here this summer. Oh, down here
this summer, all right. Yeah. So welcome to Alicia and Destiny, and April and Bill, and Brian and Janine. We have Cheryl online. She's again, full-time, back to work, and it might take some time to fully adjust it to that, you know, 40 hours a week or more working. So continue to pray for a full recovery, and also for David as well, prayer for full recovery for David from the hip replacement surgery. Good morning to you, Chris, and welcome to the one on iPad. Lori just pointed out that Helen's not here with us this morning, which is unusual, and I hope that she's doing okay. I'm going to find out if anything has happened, but please remember Helen in your prayers.
Good morning. I want to start out by saying I'm really grateful for such a great movie turnout yesterday. If you missed it, you missed a great movie, but we had a lot of fun and it was good. I also want to let you know that there's some church sign-up options for possible group activities that are on the script table. So when you buy your script, look at those things. And I'm not sure if we're going to do all of them because there are some date conflicts that overlap. But if we can find out who's interested in what, you can look at those four options. There's three for June and one for July. So please go take a look. July is going to be Frozen on the 25th at the Redlands Bowl. I'd really like to go as a group because that's going to be a great thing. And my other group is going on Tuesday, so I'll have already seen it once, but I'll probably be really glad to see it again. So take a look at those options and see what you're interested in. Just write your name next to whatever is there. It's a quiet day in the sanctuary this morning.
Trudy.
Life must be wonderful.
Trudy had her hand up there.
Trudy? Okay, sorry, I missed you.
I also enjoyed the movie tremendously yesterday, but the first movie you had to see, I think, to get the real gist of it. But I do have a prayer for my little nephew. He's probably 8 years old now, but he was having a good time just before he went to get his bath, and he was dancing in there with his little brother, and he fell in an odd way and got quite an egg on his forehead. And they're concerned now. It's been about 3 weeks, and they are concerned still on a brain bleed or something. It was a serious bump. So pray for Barrett.
My sister Jackie, who lives in Seattle, found out she has breast cancer. And so she's having surgery this Friday.
Hi, my name's Pat Shores. I just want thank you to my people sitting to my left. They worked on my car yesterday, got it working. I don't know exactly what was done, but whatever it was, it's perfect, and I really appreciate it. So, Carol and Mike, thank you.
Yeah.
It was all Mike.
And if you haven't realized that we have an auto mechanic in residence, Mike has worked on cars all his life. He's a car enthusiast. So if you have any questions or trouble with a car, go to Mike. He'll be
Mike,
willing to help
you out. Mike, your retirement is over. And does anyone on Zoom have something to share? Raise your hand.
Okay, thank you, everyone. We'll give Deb a chance to get the screen adjusted, and then we'll join in our unison prayer. Please be in an attitude of prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we have yielded our lives into your hands and chosen to follow where you lead. You are the sovereign guide of our journey, yet within us rages a struggle as the desires of the flesh contend against the gentle leading of your Spirit. Help us to tune our hearts to hear the Spirit's voice above every competing desire. May we find peace in surrendering to your will and lasting joy by walking in your Spirit. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Let us continue our prayers in silence, lifting up our prayers for our loved ones and all those people, places that God has placed in our hearts and in our lives. Dear Lord Jesus, as you bless your church through your Holy Spirit on Pentecost, we know that Holy Spirit is here with us, and we can always ask you to bless us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be filled with your Spirit, that we may be guided by your Spirit. And when your Spirit works in our hearts, O Lord, we receive this strength, the strength that is not of human, but from you. And with your Spirit empowering us, we can meet challenges, all kinds of challenges of life, despite our aging. So, Lord, enable us, strengthen us, in such a way that we can handle any task, any challenges that this life brings to us. So with you, O Lord, we deal with any situations and we overcome all the problems that we may bring glory unto you. You are the living God, and your living presence we feel through your Holy Spirit working in our lives and in this church and in the world today. And we want to experience the work of the Holy Spirit every day of our life, that we can live the life of victory, not coming from our own strength, but coming from you. So, Lord, we thank you for your presence in our lives, and thank you for filling the in the areas where we lack. We see so many people out there looking for the way, looking for the light, and you have built this church here, O Lord, upon this hill, and that you have given us the commission to go and share the hope, the light of Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, we need the empowerment of your Spirit upon this church, that we may continue to be the beacon of hope, beacon of light, beacon of salvation. So, bless us, O Lord, this morning as we worship together. Though we may be small in number, we are strong in faith because we believe in you, believe in your Holy Spirit, and believe that the time will come that the great awakening will happen not only in this town, but all throughout the world, and your church will be filled once more that we may bring glory unto you as we did long before. So, Lord, our hearts are open to you, to the movement of your Spirit this morning, and that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. We have many prayers in our hearts, and you know where we are and what we need. So we open our whole self, O Lord, lift them unto you, and ask you to take the burdens that we've been carrying by ourselves from us, that we may experience the deliverance from the burden of life, the worries and anxiety that we have experienced in our hearts. Give us the joy of living. Restore that joy once more through your Holy Spirit. We recognize that you are working in our lives, in our hearts, and we commit ourselves, our loved ones, to you and to your care, knowing that you are our sovereign God. You have the blueprints for our life journey. We yield to you once more and pray that you continue to use us, use this church, and all your churches in the world to build your kingdom in the world today. So now we join our prayers, praying together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join in our next hymn, number 142, verses 1 and 2.
Trust in God, unchanging love, built on the rock that not can move. Oh, ye be still and wait, costly Jesus, in cheerful hope with heart content. To take whatever thy maker's pleasure, and all discerning love has sent. We know our inmost wants are known, for we are called to be God's own. Sing, pray, and keep God's ways unswerving. So do thine own part faithfully, and trust God's words, though undeserving. Thou yet shalt find true truth for thee. God never yet forsook and me, the soul that trusted God indeed.
Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 27. Verse 18. Now when Jesus saw great crowds around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. A scribe then approached and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." And then to verse 23, Jesus stills the storm. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. A windstorm suddenly arose on the sea, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to see you all this morning, worshiping together. And I pray for the blessing of the Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us, especially through the word that God has prepared for us to hear. This is a true story that I found this past week, written by Marie Goforth. Chris was a non-commissioned officer in the Marine Corps. He had a couple of years of experience and had been promoted to his current rank of corporal, but still had a lot more to learn. He was assigned to drive in a nighttime truck convoy. Shortly after leaving, he noticed the truck behind him was following dangerously close. When he sped up, the other truck sped up. When he slowed down, it slowed down. No matter what he did, that driver stayed right on his bumper. Chris grew increasingly annoyed. "This guy is going to cause an accident," he muttered. As they approached the base gate, Chris made a turn and pulled up to the guard station. Looking in his mirror, he was horrified to see the truck behind him cut the corner too sharply and smash part of the gate. Jumping out, he pointed at the other vehicle and complained, "That driver has been tailgating me ever since we left. And now, look, he's knocked down part of the gate." The guard stared at him for a moment and said, "Corporal, that's because you are towing the truck." Chris was clearly an inexperienced officer, and poor night visibility didn't help him. However, that doesn't justify his failure to notice he was towing the truck or to drive more cautiously. To any beginner, it was obvious that a truck was being pulled behind. Similarly, whether believers realize it or not, the Holy Spirit's guidance is always present for them. Yet they often fail to recognize it. Like the soldier, we sometimes don't feel the Holy Spirit's guidance and see it as something unfamiliar. When we need to change our life's direction, we sometimes turn sharply, going against the Spirit's guidance. Why? Because we are sitting in the driver's seat, holding the steering wheel tightly instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to steer our lives. Rather than humbly and obediently following the Spirit's guidance, we try to control our lives ourselves, insisting on our own way. The gospel lesson today offers much to teach us about this. Let's focus on verse 18, where Jesus instructs his disciples to cross to the other side of the sea. Every action Jesus took was deliberate, from his birth to his public ministry, death, resurrection, ascension, and his eventual return. He grew up in Nazareth, a region in Lower Galilee, fulfilling the prophecy that he would be called the Nazarene. Later, Jesus moved to Capernaum, a fishing village on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. He made Galilee his main base for ministry to fulfill Isaiah 9, which states, Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. This particular day was no exception. Jesus planned to cross the Sea of Galilee to reach the Gadarene. With a busy schedule ahead that suggested a set itinerary. During the boat ride, he and his disciples faced a fierce storm, which Jesus silenced. Once in the Gadarene, Jesus encountered two men possessed by demons and expelled the evil spirit out of them. In chapter 9, Jesus traveled by boat again to Capernaum, where he healed a paralyzed man and invited Matthew, a tax collector, to become his disciple. The Gadarenes are at the southeastern tip of the Sea of Galilee, and Capernaum is at the northwest tip. If Jesus had traveled between those towns on foot, doing all the things that he did, it would have taken at least a couple of days or more. And Jesus had a clear reason to travel by boat to go to Gadarene. After Jesus gave orders to cross the sea, a scribe approached him and declared, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." I initially misread this, thinking that the scribe added, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father," but that was actually said by another disciple. Despite this mix-up, the attitude of both individuals toward the following Jesus remained consistent. Jesus replied to the scribe, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." During the time, scribes often lacked a steady income. They studied Torah, prepared legal documents, and taught. But these tasks didn't generate enough income. Many scribes worked other jobs, such as carpentry or trading. Job security was crucial, and Jesus was indicating that following him meant risking that security. He said this because he sensed the scribe was not yet ready to make such a sacrifice. Another disciple said, "First, let me go and bury my father." Following Jesus shifted life's priorities. While burying a father was fulfilling filial duty, which was customary then and now, Jesus had to become the top priority. However, the disciple believed family responsibilities came first. When they committed to Jesus, Jesus was to guide their lives, yet they didn't anticipate such radical change. They admired the idea of following Jesus and were willing, but still wanted to control their lives by doing what they thought was right. They believed both following Jesus and attending to personal needs were correct, not realizing these goals conflicted. Some interpret prioritizing Jesus as neglecting personal and family needs. It is true that Jesus is before anything or anyone. Following Jesus means leaving everything behind. However, this shift transfers our responsibility for caring for our need to Jesus. Instead of struggling alone with endless need, we entrust them to Jesus, who has the power to provide. In practical terms, what benefits us more, a half following Jesus and the other half taking care of personal need, or 100% commitment to Jesus. A life completely dedicated to Jesus does. As Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The best decision is to give our lives fully to Christ and follow his guidance. Yet we often believe we can better care for ourselves than Jesus can, leading to a struggle between trusting God and our ability. And that is the inner battle that we always have, and that's why we need to rely on the Holy Spirit's guidance in our struggles. In John 16, Jesus described the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth, stating, "When he comes, he will guide you into all the truth." The primary role of the Holy Spirit is to lead believers into truth. And Jesus further explains, "He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." This means that the Holy Spirit's guidance aligns with both the truth and the Bible. The Spirit offers counsel only when it fully agrees with God's will. Therefore, the Holy Spirit's guidance is flawless and infallible. And this perfect guidance of the Holy Spirit is available for every believer. Paul explains that in Romans 8. And he says, "Those led by God's Spirit are considered God's children. Without the Spirit of Christ, a person does not belong to Christ." The Holy Spirit resides within every believer, guiding, helping them distinguish truth from falsehood or misleading claims. He provides perfect counsel, guiding believers to make wise decisions and choose the right path. Having the Holy Spirit dwelling within and guiding is a privilege and a blessing for believers. So when we have faith, having faith means that we have Holy Spirit as well. And Holy Spirit within us guides into the truth. We experience Holy Spirit's guidance all the time. Why then do we often fail to sense the Spirit's guidance? It's not because the divine guidance is missing, but because we prioritize self-interest and personal agendas. Distraction also play a role. We are often caught up with numerous interests that fulfill fleshly desires. Paul in Romans 8 described this struggle as the believer's battle with the flesh, which causes us to be less receptive than we should be to the Holy Spirit's movement. As a result, we do not hear the Spirit when he speaks. Well, in some cases, we hear, but we choose to ignore it. I have prepared two images summarizing this morning's message, and you have not seen them before because I created these visuals to depict two types of believers inspired by Matthew 8 and Romans 8. I drew this picture. Don't underestimate the potential that I have as an artist. It's AI generated, but I computed the information to depict this picture. The image depicts a man steering a boat. See that? appearing in control, yet visibly fearful amidst a storm. His hand points forward, indicating his chosen direction, while Jesus stands behind him, pointing in the opposite direction. The man's facial expression reveals his hesitation to follow Jesus' guidance and his doubt that Jesus' direction can help him to escape the storm. This scene reflects a common stance of many believers, including the scribe, the disciple, and many of us, and including myself, who say, "I want to follow you, Jesus," but still have their own plans and prefer to take a different path. Would you show the next one, please? You see the difference? Actually, the other picture that I showed you was similar to the actually very famous picture of a young man on the hem and Jesus standing behind, right? But I added the image of the man pointing to the direction that he wanna go. But it was still similar to the popular picture. But this one, to me, is more accurate to describe the lifestyle that God wants us to have, led by the Holy Spirit. And I actually found something similar to it, but it was copyrighted, so I couldn't download it. Instead, I created this picture with the help of AI. Here in this picture, Jesus is the boat's captain, holding the helm. The man has surrendered control to Jesus and sits behind him. He no longer steering his own course. Instead, Jesus directs their course. The man sits behind Jesus and follow Jesus' lead. This image symbolizes a mature Christian being guided by the Spirit. Here, the role of Jesus and the Holy Spirit are interchangeable. And this is the life that we wanted to live. I have been reflecting a lot lately on my journey as a pastor over the past 43 years. I hope that Yucaipa is my last parish to serve, because I have walked my butt off to serve the church and I have no more butt left to serve another parish. Pat's been telling me always, just like 15 more years. I don't think I can last that long. I asked the Lord what my future journey would be like, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me with a hymn, as often he does. The hymn he put in my heart was "The Old Rugged Cross," as if he were saying, "You will carry your cross until I call you home someday." So, you know, when I stop carrying the cross to serve parishes, there may be a different cross for me to carry. So I asked the Lord, "I have served you in parishes all this time. What kind of cross do you want me to carry in the future?" The Holy Spirit spoke through another hymn whose lyric said, "I do not ask to choose my path. Lord, lead me in thy way." I haven't heard of hymn before. I did not know the song, but you know, I often, actually not every day, I play hymns for my meditation, and just open, just like that. When we are led by the Holy Spirit, we don't get to choose our path. We let the Holy Spirit lead our path. The Word of God illuminates two different lifestyles, one with us holding the hand and the other with Jesus holding their hand. The Holy Spirit counsels us to give up the hand and give it to Jesus. Listen to the Holy Spirit and do not insist on choosing our own path. Let Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, lead, for he knows which direction is best for us. He also knows a potential storm is ahead and has the power to handle it. Amen. Let us now turn to page 13 and prepare ourselves to come to the table of God's mercy at this time. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As we take this broken piece of bread, let us remember the body of Christ Jesus was broken for us, for the forgiveness of our sins. We all drink from the one cup that Jesus himself prepared with his own blood. He shed his blood to the very last drop for the forgiveness of our sins. So as we take the bread, drink from the cup, from the table that Jesus has prepared, let us remember the cross of Jesus and be thankful.
It's now time for the presentation of our offerings. Thank you for continuing to support the work of this church by leaving your offerings in the plate at the back or by sending them into the office or dropping them off at the office.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures ye below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power avives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
For the wonders of your love, for the miracle that you have worked, for endless provision that you have given unto each and every one of us, we thank you. Especially, we thank you for your cross. You suffered and died on our behalf and have given us the forgiveness of our sins that we may enter into your kingdom without any blemish. So, Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, and we give you this little token of our thankful heart unto you, that you may take it, use it for the ministry of your kingdom. So, receive this offering, O Lord, and bless it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please join in our closing hymn, number 524, verses 1 through 3.
The heaven as I go through this wilderness below, guide my feet in peaceful ways, dawn my midnight into days. When in the darkness I would grope, faith always sees a star of hope. And soon from all life's grief and danger, I shall be free someday. I do not know how long it will be, nor what the future holds for me. But this I know, if Jesus leaves me, I shall get home someday. Oftentimes my sky is clear, joy abound without a tear. Though a day so bright be gone, clouds may hide tomorrow's sun. There'll be a day that always bright, a day that never will tonight. And in this light, the streets of glory, I shall behold someday. I do not know how long will be, nor what the future holds for me. But this I know, if Jesus leads me, I shall get home someday. Burdens now may crush me down, disappointments all around, troubles, Satan's cause may seem to gain. There is a God that rules above, with hands of power and heart of love. If I'm right, he'll fight my battle. I shall have peace someday. I do not know how long it will be, nor what the future holds for me. But this I know, if Jesus leaves me, I shall get home someday.
Let us pray. Lord, we do not know sometimes where we are, what our situation is all about. We surely do not know what our future holds. All we have to do is to simply give in and let your Holy Spirit lead. And we know that is the safest thing for us to do. And when we do that, your Holy Spirit will lead us through our days and lead us into our eternal home someday. So, Lord, we give our life to you. We give our life to your Holy Spirit, that you may continue to lead and guide us into the path that you want us to walk on. So, Lord, help us to yield to you and follow your guidance. And we ask your blessing as we leave this place of worship, and we ask you to send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Oh, now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Know he will guide you in all you do. Oh, now in love, and joy and believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there, but you love. Go out in peace.